What not to do. Pushing disclosure, playing therapist, or forcing family pain in this video, we focus on what not to do in a ministry genogram conversation. Because family stories can be powerful, Christian leaders must be careful. A genogram can help someone see patterns, blessings, missing models, and calling opportunities. But it can also become harmful if the leader uses it without humility, boundaries, and permission. The first mistake is pushing disclosure. A person may say, "I do not want to talk about that," or "I am not ready to go there." A wise leader honors that. You do not need every detail for the conversation to be useful. Sometimes the most faithful response is, "That is okay. We do not have to go there today." A second mistake is playing therapist. A ministry leader may be tempted to explain everything. "This is why you are angry. That is why you avoid conflict. Your father caused this. Your family system created that." Those statements may sound insightful, but they can exceed the ministry role and damage trust. A ministry genogram leader asks more than declares. The leader might say, "Do you notice any connection between that family pattern and what you are facing now?" That question leaves room for the person's own discernment. A third mistake is forcing family pain. Some leaders assume that healing requires someone to revisit every painful memory. That is not true. Ministry care should not pressure people into emotional exposure. Some memories require professional counseling, trauma-informed care, pastoral oversight, or other support beyond a simple ministry conversation. A fourth mistake is rushing forgiveness or reconciliation. Forgiveness is central to Christian discipleship, but it must not be used to silence pain, deny harm, ignore safety, or pressure someone into unsafe contact. Reconciliation may require repentance, accountability, time, boundaries, and wise counsel. A genogram conversation should never become a shortcut around those realities. A fifth mistake is reducing the family to the wound. Some people have real pain in their family story, but they may also have courage, prayer, humor, work ethic, hospitality, endurance, creativity, or faithfulness somewhere in the line. A formation map looks for burdens and blessings, not pain alone. What helps? Ask permission, listen calmly, respect limits, stay in your ministry role, refer when needed, let the person move at a safe pace. What harms? Interrogation, amateur diagnosis, spiritual pressure, forced disclosure, oversimplified answers, treating family pain as teaching material. A ministry genogram conversation is not about getting the whole story quickly. It is about helping the person take one truthful, dignified, Christ-centered step.